Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Thousands of tourists from all over the world are arriving in Niagara Falls in advance of today's solar eclipse. National Geographic named Niagara Falls, New York, as the most picturesque place to see the solar eclipse, and now it's become one of the most popular destinations in the path of the eclipse. Salvatore Bruno was in the falls. He came from Switzerland.
Well, we were planning to do holidays anyway, and since we had this eclipse, we could combine it with that. The weather doesn't seem to be so well on Monday, so maybe we will partially miss our part, but we still could see the Niagara Falls.
Up to 1 million tourists are expected to be in the falls today. Last week, Canada's Niagara region declared a preemptive state of emergency in advance of today's events. Safety and preparedness information about the eclipse is available now in 10 foreign languages due to efforts from the International Institute of Buffalo. At no cost to Erie County, the organization translated information provided the County Department of Health into 9 of the most commonly spoken languages in Western New York. That includes Arabic, Bengali, Burmese, Dari, French, Pashto, Somali, Swahili, and Ukrainian. And the price of gas continues to go up. According to the AAA of Western and Central New York, the average price for a gallon of unleaded gasoline in Buffalo is up 1 cent from last week and now stands at $3.38. The national average is up 6 cents and is now at $3.60 a gallon. Now, the city of Buffalo is manning an emergency operations center for today's eclipse. The operations center at the Dillon Public Safety Building on Court Street will include a meteorologist from the National Weather Service to assist police, firefighters, and members of the Department of Public Works. City leaders are reminding residents that traffic could be heavy throughout the day and that the police and fire departments will also have personnel on the ground and on the water. Trash and recycling pickup will be delayed 1 day this week. City Hall is closed today and will reopen tomorrow. Governor Kathy Hochul is expected to be among the thousands in Niagara Falls today to view the solar eclipse. And State University of New York Chancellor John King Jr. will also be in town. He's scheduled to join Buffalo State University Interim President Dr. Bonita Durand at the campus's Eclipse Fest.
This live stream of WBFO is made possible by Canisius University. At Canisius University, Griffs know there is no progress without action. Moved by compassion and courage, they look at the world and say, "We can do better," and then do it. Canisius University, where leaders are made.
Weather, of course, the big concern on this solar eclipse day. And for that, we spoke earlier to Tony Ann Sweeney of the National Weather Service Office in Buffalo.
We know we're going to have some cloud cover today. Just how prominent will the cloud cover be when the eclipse arrives this afternoon?
Well, right now we do have an area of high-level clouds spreading across western New York this morning. And this cloud cover, at least at this point, is pretty thin. But unfortunately, we do have an area of thicker clouds right now over Ohio, the western portion of Lake Erie, and those thicker clouds will be spreading across western New York through the morning and into the afternoon. So by the time we get to the eclipse period, we'll have quite a bit of cloud cover across western New York. So certainly not ideal conditions for viewing the eclipse this afternoon.
Not ideal, but at the same time, though, all is not lost, correct? I mean, there should still be a somewhat spectacular event that we should be able to see, correct?
Well, I'm not going to be super pessimistic. I think there could be a window for some overall cloud cover thinning that could occur and even some possible breaks that might develop by mid-afternoon or so. We're starting to see some of those breaks developing across the Ohio Valley, across Indiana and western Ohio right now. So hopefully those breaks will get into here by mid-afternoon or so. But I think overall, for western New York to get a decent view of the eclipse, we'll probably have to have some luck.
Okay. And so my hope to be able to see all the planets up there lined up and when we went to dark during the eclipse, that's probably out the window now, so to speak, right?
Well, regardless of the cloud cover, this is a once-in-a-generation event, so we're still going to experience darkness at mid-afternoon and about a 10-degree temperature drop, so it's still going to be pretty neat.
And I'm sure this is also a question that's coming up a little bit, but just how far to the east or to the west will we necessarily have to go where we might be able to get away from these clouds? Not that necessarily want to send people rushing down the road here, but just curious if you have a thought on that.
Yeah, it looks like the more ideal viewing conditions will be across, I'd say, probably northern New York and especially into New England, off to our east, and then over to our west. Probably you get into, like, Indiana and points to the west and southwest much better in those areas.
And, Tony, of course, you had a work overnight, so it's a sleep day for you, but you're going to find a way to get up and make sure you see the eclipse?
Yeah, I'm going to go home, get some sleep. I'll be up just in time for it to start, which is right around 2 o'clock.
All right, Tony and Sweeney, thanks. It's always great talking to you here on WBFO.
Okay, Jay, take care.
Nearly 1 million people are expected in Niagara Falls to view the solar eclipse. Interest has swelled since National Geographic declared that the falls would be the best place in the world to watch the event. And as Dan Karpachuk reports, officials in Ontario are expecting a significant drop in power as the eclipse casts its shadow over the province.
Southwestern Ontario is one of several regions that will be in the path of totality during the eclipse when the moon casts its shadow between 2 and 4 p.m. And according to Ontario's Energy Minister Todd Smith, that will cause a drop in power generation.
The path of the eclipse is right over the majority of the province's solar generation. In fact, Ontario's independent electricity system operator predicts a drop of up to 1,800 megawatts as a result of the eclipse. That's enough to power half the city of Toronto.
But the impact won't stop there. As night falls, residential demand will increase when people turn on their lights. But Smith adds that Ontario is prepared for any disruption.
Ontario is lucky to have a diverse electricity system that includes nuclear, hydroelectric, renewables, biomass, and natural gas, which is our insurance policy to keep the lights on, if needed, during an event like a solar eclipse.
The city of Niagara Falls has also been preparing for weeks for this major event, and Mayor Jim Diodati says his city is ready.
If you spread it out all along the Niagara Parkway, we can fit a million people. I went down there last Sunday to see the view. The view's going to be good from everywhere. So you'll hear the falls roaring. We're going to have major amplification for the entertainment, and you'll be able to see the sun in the sky as it gets covered by the moon.
Many schools across Canada will be closed today for the rare total solar eclipse. And of course, much has been said about how to safely watch the event. Dr. Ralph Chu is a professor emeritus at the University of Waterloo in southwestern Ontario. Chu is concerned about the vast number of people who will be watching the event today and warns that the proper eye protection is crucial.
Number one is a direct statement that this device complies with the ISO 12312-2 2015 standard. Secondly, the full name and address of the manufacturer will appear on the device somewhere. The third piece of information is the identity of the testing organization.
Not wearing the proper eye protection could cause permanent damage to the eye. So many people are planning to record the eclipse on their smartphones, which experts say will not damage the phones. Millions of people in the eastern provinces will have a chance to witness the eclipse, which will occur over a large section of North America. News channels will be streaming the event live. Depending on where you are, the total eclipse will be visible anywhere from a few seconds to 3.5 minutes. According to NASA, the total eclipse will begin to peak in Canada beginning at just before 3:15 local time for communities near the north shore of Lake Erie and then on from there. Experts say the next annular solar eclipse will take place over Canada in June of 2048. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpachuk in Toronto.
I'm joined today by Eclipse Ambassador for NASA and Jet Propulsion Labs, Charles Folco. Charles, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on this very special day.
Thank you, Tom. I'm really excited to be here on this very special day.
Charles, well, as everybody knows at this point, it's total eclipse over Buffalo and Western New York. What can you tell our listeners to do as far as safety is concerned when it comes to viewing this special event today?
Good. That's the number one point to be concerned about with an eclipse. And again, I don't want to sound like I'm, making an eclipse sound dangerous, because an eclipse, when properly observed, is the most beautiful thing you could ever see. You just have to do it the right way. And the right way means using eclipse glasses, not sunglasses. You can use welder's glasses, but they have to be number 13 or 14 glass. But the normal way to do it is to take, you're made in the USA, and it should say CE ISO certified on the eclipse stem or the rectangular version, whatever you have. And that's what you're going to use to watch the eclipse using your own eyes. You could watch the eclipse with a safely filtered telescope or binoculars. You can watch under a tree, watching crescents on the ground when the eclipse – you won't see it right away, but as the eclipse progresses and the sun becomes a pretty decent-looking crescent, then you'll begin to see the crescent shape take place on the ground under the trees. Mm-hmm. You can look at reflections in water, but put your glasses on because it will be bright. You could look at eclipses through what I like to call my FedEx special, take a long triangular mailing tube. Punch a hole in foil at the front. And by the way, there's instructions on my website for this. And then you'll see a little tiny image of the sun on the far end inside the mailing tube.
This is basically what people call a pinhole camera. Right?
Pinhole camera, yeah, same principle. Yeah, a little hole will form an image. The same reason you see images under trees. Those openings between the leaves act like pinhole cameras. Just a law of optics. But if you do want to see that with your own eyes, by all means, use glasses. There's a site on my page also to get them, making sure that they're certified safe. I always do. I've been distributing glasses for decades now, actually, and I like to make sure that everybody is absolutely safe when they use them. Do not order glasses from anything online. I'm not going to mention any company's names, but we did have a problem in 2017 with that before. And as I said, prior principals and superintendents kept kids inside because of the unsureness of that, not being sure they had actually safe glasses. But here's the cool part for Western New York. When the eclipse becomes total at about 3:15 this afternoon, you can take the glasses away from your eyes for about 3.5 minutes because the sun will no longer be visible. You'll be looking at the blackened silhouette of the moon and the solar corona and maybe some prominences. And if you put glasses, in fact, if you kept your glasses on at that point, you would see nothing and miss the show completely. But it's important to put the glasses back on the minute you see that little bit of sunlight returning on the other edge of the moon, because that says that totality is over and it's time to put the glasses on and watch the rest of the partial stages.
Now, that's good to know because growing up, I witnessed a couple of total eclipses, I think one in 1979 and then one
I guess – that one.
Yes. Yeah. I was in fact, I remember seeing that one because a neighbor of mine let me borrow the lens to his welding helmet. And I'm seven years old, so I don't know why he trusted a first grader to, just take this thing and bring it back. But
you'd be surprised.
Yeah. I witnessed the other one back in 2017. I was living on the West Coast, and there were lots of in that one, I actually relied on a lot of the as you mentioned, the trees as the light was being diffused. So that actually was very fascinating to me, just seeing multiple images of the crescent.
Beautiful.
Through the trees. Yeah, it's amazing. It's
take
really
a picture
amazing.
Of that too.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. People don't realize that sometimes a really interesting, different perspective on the eclipse is actually on the ground in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
So what can you say to people who say, well, I've got these really expensive sunglasses or I've got multiple sunglasses I could put next to one another, because I know I've actually seen that in the past and that's not
too
safe either, right?
I wish your listeners could see me cringing right by my microphone right now. Yes, you don't want to mess with your eyes. Your eyes are one of the most beautiful things we have, and you don't want to hurt them. So please, please, please use only certified safe eclipse solar viewers, as they're called. Sunglasses will not protect you from the ultraviolet radiation that the sun produces, nor will holding up CD-ROMs to your eyes like they did. I saw that going on in Austria, in Salzburg. People were actually holding up CD discs to the front of their eyes.
Wow.
So we ran over, immediately told them, don't do that. We gave them eclipse glasses, and they safely saw the eclipse. There was only one incident that in 2017 that me and my eclipse buddies heard of. So people actually seem to have been taking the media instructions and people like us who make it our job to go around telling people, do not use your normal sunglasses, put those Ray-Bans down and pick up an eclipse viewer. So I like to think that even 2024 today, that people have been listening to the media and taking very, very proper precautions, as they should. So enjoy the eclipse today. It's going to be the coolest thing you'll ever see. Remember to keep the glasses on during the partial stages, but please take them off for that brief, astounding 3.5 minutes of totality.
Charles, you had mentioned that you have some safety suggestions on your website. Where can people go for more information?
Sure. They could go to visit scienceinsideout.com. And within Science Inside Out, you'll see No Child Left Behind. That's my Eclipse special tab that will I'll probably keep it up after the Eclipse just because there's cool stuff on it. But I have availability to purchase glasses. I get them from only approved vendors that I've been using for decades, as I said. And I have STEM instructions, STEM lesson plans for those students who may be homeschooled or maybe who are home that day from school. Or even if you're a teacher, by all means, download my everything's free and available. Take my lesson plans, take my links, take my resources, videos. I have everything you need, soup to nuts, for every teacher in a school. Whether or not they teach a content area like science or math or history, or whether they teach consumer careers or phys ed or music, there's something for everybody. So protect your vision. Have a great time today. You're gonna be overwhelmed with emotion, I promise you, today. And if the skies look a little cloudy, maybe you might want to hop in the car and look for an opening. But by all means, do what you can to get into the path of totality and where you can see it.
Charles Folco, thank you so much for joining us today, and happy and safe viewing to you.
Yes, thank you, Tom, and I want to hear back from you. We'll share our debriefings about the eclipse.
Yes, and maybe our listeners could even send us some of their thoughts as well. Go to WBFO.org for more information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.